Now, who was saying something about playing Big Fatty on slow?
What?
On slow?
Yeah, you didn't hear
his... on slow speed?
Yeah, because somebody was saying
like a sadist or something.
He was saying it was something, it was funny. No, I didn't think it was that funny. Here, listen.
Yo, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Show. Yo, we are going to talk about Vegas and E-Levers, yes?
He does kind of sound drunk, doesn't he?
No, he said that it sounded like he had a stroke, or he was having a stroke.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
It sounded like he had a stroke.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 905 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 20th of July, 2011, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Big Fatty, are you having a stroke?
Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, can you believe? Can you believe that crowd over there from the Stick It With A Poke, show? Y'all, they were making fun of Big Fatty having a stroke. Y'all, I just can't believe it. I just cannot believe it. Ah, Big Fatty. And anyway, I believe it was Puffretti. Puff Freddy is the one that said that, Big Freddy, you sound like you had a stroke. And I'll give you a stroke, Puff Freddy. Oh, poor Big Freddy, you can't even talk. Even when you're not having a stroke. Y'all have got some kind of little black stuff on my arm there. Oh, dear gussy, Big Freddy, please don't get vulgar. Coming up on today's show, y'all, we got some voice letters. We have got some voice letters that I've had for a few days now. But, y'all, I just hadn't been able to get around to them. You know, Big Fatty is, you know, very impotent. Just ask me. I'll tell you how impotent I am. Y'all, I'm sitting here waiting on the grinder to go off because I'm waiting for my new most regular gentleman caller to get back in touch with me, because y'all, he was saying, oh, Big Fatty, I'd really like to come over this afternoon. But y'all, I've yet to hear from him. Yet to hear a word from him. So we'll see if he gets on so that he can get a Big Fatty, please, we don't need to hear about getting on and getting off while we're having our Cheerios, dear Gussie. But anyway, y'all, let's see here now. Y'all, I really don't have anything on my list. Y'all, I got a nice little e-letter from Pete out there in the San Francisco. Y'all, he said, Big Fatty, based solely on your recommendation, I'm going to start watching that Friday Night Lights. And Pete, believe me, you will thank me 1,000 times. You'll want to buy me an adult beverage out in Vegas, because you will, trust me. Oh, dear God, see, y'all, I believe he has responded. Let's see what it says here now. It says, Big Fatty, I'm trying to leave here in a couple of minutes. So, anyway, so I'm just going to write back, and I'm going to say, yes, that'll be lovely. Anyway, we'll see if that happens. So, anyway, we'll monitor this, y'all. We may have to put the show on pause, or you know, maybe y'all can just listen to it at half speed, and that'll fill up the 20 minutes while Big Fatty fills up the last 10 minutes with something. Now, Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about you filling nothing, y'all. I'm a little behind on the bacon calendar. Let me go ahead and tell you about that. But anyway, Pete is gonna be watching the Friday Night Lights, and y'all, he asked me, Big Freddy, is there a gay character on this show? And y'all, there isn't. But y'all, y'all, that is a barbecue ribs and a baked potato. What was I saying? Oh, it doesn't need a gay character in it. It does not need one, because y'all, it just doesn't. Y'all, last Friday. Y'all, it was Teas and Cakes, a Colorado bakery makes bacon cupcakes. They use a batter mixed with maple syrup. The cupcakes are then frosted with chocolate and topped with crispy chopped bacon. That sounds delicious. Y'all, I'll never feel like I get enough bacon at breakfast. It's like they're rationing it. Here's your two strips of bacon. I want more. More bacon. Y'all, that was for the weekend. For Monday, it was the cookbook. This is why you're fat. Y'all, that Drusilla Blomey is always on his twitties putting, this is why I'm fat. So, y'all, maybe he has this cookbook. This is why you're fat, where dreams become heart attacks. It features the bacon. Y'all, it has the bacon-y. It's bacon with an E on it, which is bacon shaped into a cone and filled with eggs, cheese, gravy, and a biscuit on top. Y'all, that sounds lovely. Y'all, the Bacolicio, BACOLICIO.US, has a tool. Big Freddy, we don't need to hear about tools either. Has a tool that allows you to place the image of a slab of bacon on any web page. Y'all, I probably need to figure, I'm going to save that one to see if maybe I can figure out how to do that on the BFO. I probably won't be able to understand it, but anyway. And y'all, then for today, hump day, in December of 2008, the LA Times posted 1,001 things to do with bacon. It was the most emailed link on the site for several days. Big Freddy, everybody loves bacon.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Freddy. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Freddy.
Hello, Big Fatty. This is your lovely, adoring fan, Brian and Danbury. And I wanted to tell you that this morning I awoke not only to a very cheerful morning, but to this fucking song in my head from WKRP in Cincinnati. And I want you to know that you are to blame. And I hate you. Bye.
Baby, if you've ever wondered whatever became of me, I'm living on the air in Cincinnati. Cincinnati WKRP.
Well, Brian, thank you so much for calling up and telling Big Fatty how much you hate him. That's just lovely. And I just hope that Big Fatty can once again make your day very special up there in Connecticut. Is that where they're from? The Connecticut?
Yeah, well. P in Cincinnati.
It's checkerboard time.
I just wanted to take this opportunity, albeit as late as it is, to wish you, BigFattyOnline.com, my heartfelt congratulations on completing 900 shows. That's no small feat, and I've seen your feet, and they're pretty small, so it's amazing that you could do this no small feat of 900 shows. So congratulations. I can't be snarky, so I don't have anything else to say other than I love you, Big Fatty. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that's the old gal. That's the old gal from out there in the Walnut Hills, out there in the California, eh? And, y'all, she sent that to me the day after I hit number 900, which was a week ago today. Y'all, I can't believe it. And, y'all, since she was late getting it to me, I guess I'm gonna be late playing it. And, y'all, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something. The old gal decided that she didn't want to be snarky anymore. And y'all, you know, then she says, everybody can go ahead and continue being snarky. It's fine with me. I don't want to change everybody else. And then y'all, if you say something snarky, oh, that's snark. No snark. But y'all, I think it's all for the better. It's all for the better. But y'all, let me just tell you something. There are times that I bet you there's been many a Twitty that has almost been sent that was retracted. It was retracted. Y'all, if it had been printed, it had been redacted. Retracted and redacted. Betty, that is just lovely. But the old gal, she put out a very, very late show on Monday. Y'all, she recorded it on Sunday. I don't understand why it was so late, but anyway. But y'all, it was, as she said, it was the worst. It was a Gucci-pa-looza. And y'all, she said it was just absolutely the worst show she's put out. And y'all, I listened to it, and I thought it was lovely. And y'all, somebody said that she was like, what was that? Who was that? That Joan of Arc? Is that the one that had the children that she'd beat them with the coat hangers? That Joan of Arc? I don't remember what her name is. But y'all, she sounded like her with those children, the puppy dogs, y'all. And y'all, there was some kind of story about some Santa Claus running around with his man boobs out and some Mexicans, a family of Mexicans moved in beside him, and y'all, it was just not good. It was not good. So anyway, I just don't know about that. Y'all, we're still waiting. We're still awaiting the departure of the gentleman caller to be on his way over here. But y'all, it has not happened yet. So y'all, we have got time for one final voice letter. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hi, Big Fatty. Just wanted to say thanks. Or meh. Or whatever. I'm watching Big Brother. Don't play the rest of this on the show, okay?
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, with that Miss Kitty Bacon, you never know when she's going to tell you to stop playing it. And y'all, you don't want to be like that Dr. Stone and... maybe she's called back. Hello?
Yes, I need a sip of tea because, you know, okay. The tension. Now, I'm feeling tense.
You're tense?
I have tension in... In my sensitive body.
Oh, dear Gussie, some sensitive... Oh, well, you enjoy your tea there, Vera.
Oh, I love green tea. Green tea just makes me tingle.
Does it?
I don't know what it is about green tea. Maybe it's the vodka in it.
Oh, no. Dear.
I don't put vodka in my green tea.
You don't?
Just a little gin.
Oh, I love gin.
Oh, God, I hate gin.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Gin is horrible.
Oh, no,
gin
it's not.
Gin is like drinking cologne.
No, it isn't.
I do not get, although I have drunk it if I'm out of vodka.
Of course.
But I don't get the concept of gin.
It's
the strongest, oddest flavor.
It's lovely.
Let's do this, my sweet and most wonderful lovey. Well, we're going to move forward. We're going to push forward just like we're pushing out a baby.
Y'all, I don't have any... dear Gussie. I don't have any idea what all that was all about. But let's just say thank you to the old gal for calling again. So, anyway, and thank you for telling us of your beverage selections. But, y'all, I just checked the grinder, and there's no update. Let me just double-check that again from the gentleman caller. No update yet, Big Freddy. But, y'all, I was over here, and there's a... There's a little 18-year-old on here, and he says, I am here in Charleston to audition for the American's Idol. And y'all, they're having the American's Idol auditions here. Let's just see what it says. It was in the newspaper this morning. Auditions for the 11th season of the American's Idol will be held Wednesday. Y'all, that's today, hump day through Friday, at the North Charleston Coliseum. And pre-registration for contestants will be Wednesday and Thursday when wristbands will be distributed. And then auditioners will be asked to return to the venue every Friday to line up for their shot It's a popular show. No auditioners will be allowed to camp out. This is the second time auditions for the popular TV show have been held here. The first time was for season 7. So y'all, who knew? Who knew? Y'all, I'm not going to go down in the fat cave, but y'all, there's some new TV programs that are starting Monday night. They started that Hello Nessa Kitchen. No, not Hello Nessa. It's Hell's Kitchen. And y'all, that Gordon Ramsay, y'all, he is in there screaming and hollering. Y'all, there was some fat guy on there. He looked like Santa Claus with his shirt off. He was in the kitchen, and y'all, he was getting all hyper and everything. And y'all, before they ever had the first competition, they had to call in the medics and give him oxygen, and he's off the show. But anyway, y'all, it's just unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And then they're still doing that, what do you call that thing, the Master Chef? Y'all, they're doing that, and y'all, it was quite good. And y'all, there's a new one starting in early August. It was not available on the TiVo yet. I don't know if it's available yet or not, but y'all, it's called Take the Money and Run. And y'all, there's nothing Big Fatty loves more than Take the Money and Run. And y'all, it appears to be kind of it has a mole. It has a mole feel to it. It's not the mole, but y'all, it's kind of like the Amazing Race and the Mole. But y'all, they give these people a big old suitcase, an attaché filled with money, and y'all, then they hide it somewhere in the world, and then they have these detectives, professional detectives, go and looking for it, and y'all, if the detectives find it, they get the money, and if they don't find it, the people that hit it, they get to keep the money. And y'all, there's got to be more to it than that, because y'all, you could just you could take it, and you could hide it under Vi. You could hide it in Vi's dump tank. Y'all, we heard more about dump tanks than we ever needed to. But so that looks like it's going to be good. And y'all, of course, the Big Brother is going. Like I said, I'm not going down into the fat cave, but y'all, big doings on the Big Brother. So I'm not gonna spoil it for anyone. But the next incarnation, the next episode, is later tonight at 8 Eastern. I don't know what time it comes on in Central. About don't really care. Oh dear, gussie, y'all, I'm seepy seeps. But anyway, y'all, the weather rat was just on. Y'all, it's gonna be hot. It's gonna be hot here, and we'll just see what happens with that. Y'all, I'm trying to think if there was anything. Y'all, they have this thing, the Christmas, the Crema in July, and they go out to these local restaurants, and the news people, they become the servers, and then the tips go to the underprivileged children. And y'all, you just go out and you get to see your favorite personalities. Big Fatty has not been asked to do it, so y'all, I wouldn't waste your time going out. I just wouldn't waste your time going out. Y'all, like, hey, oh dear gussie, well y'all, the music has started, and I still haven't heard from the gentleman caller, so it looks like a three swings and I'm out for tonight. But y'all, hopefully hump day will bring some humping. That's all. Big Fatty, please, you are just vulgar. Yeah, Big Fatty, you keep that up, we're going to have to take you out back and poke you with a stick until you have a heart attack. And y'all, evidently I sound like I have a heart attack more often than not. Y'all, today I'm just nattering. It's just a damn train wreck today, and I'm so sorry you had to endure it. But y'all, the only thing really worse than enduring Big Fatty at half speed is listen to that Hat M.
It sounded like he had a stroke.
Oh, can you imagine Hat M? Y'all, you'd be daft talking, yes?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206 206- 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.